Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your hosts.
And this is Shermin. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us again today. We have another very exciting show planned for you today. It's called End Your Weight Loss Struggle in 5 Steps with Coach Irene Siniakis. Can't wait for that. 5 Steps sounds great. On today's show, we'll be talking about how too many women are left on their own to sift through the clutter of information regarding the right way to lose weight, only to end up frustrated and confused. But we're in luck today. Thank goodness Irene Siniakis is with us today, and she will break it down for us. She knows how to simplify this process, and she will show us how to deal specifically with the number one mistakes women make when embarking on a new health regime. But before we jump into all of that, let's introduce our guest to you. Wendy?
Yes. Irene is a food coach, personal trainer, and a corporate health consultant. She works with busy professionals and women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are overweight as a result of working the corporate life, neglecting their health, and struggling to maintain a work-life balance. Irene mentors them in a 90-day program that helps them lose weight, gain more energy, and learn how to maintain a work-life balance that works for them. Her main message is, get a healthy mind first, and your body will follow. Too many women struggle with a poor self-image, which holds them back in their quest to lose weight. They delve into one exercise program after another. They try to eat cleaner and lose weight only to end up on a yo-yo diet, feeling frustrated and stuck. Irene says that weight loss is not a one-size-fits-all approach, but it needs to be personalized according to one's medical history, lifestyle, and food preferences and tolerances. It's very interesting. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Irene. We're really glad to have you back again.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
You're welcome. This is awesome. We can't wait to jump right in. Shermin.
So, Irene, yeah, let's get right to the point. Since we only have 30 minutes and we've got lots to talk about, we want to get through all the 5 steps. But before we start there, what's the biggest mistake that, you know, that number one mistake that we mentioned in the introduction that you say we make when it comes to weight loss?
Yeah, I find the biggest mistake is that women, and it's absolutely not their fault, but they go straight for the exercise and the nutrition part of losing weight, and they really don't stop to figure out what is going on in their head and the language and the thoughts that they say to themselves and really get it down on paper, get that inner chaos out of their head, getting it down on paper and get really clear on the, what I call the three little questions, which is, you know, what, why, and when you want what you want. So, you know, they think, well, I need to lose weight, so they may try this diet and, you know, they change their food habits, or they may try an exercise, a new exercise or a new gym routine, but they really don't work with the mindset first. And then once you do, the body will follow. So because a lot of women don't really know how to do it, or it's a part of the process that's kind of the yucky part. We don't really want to sort of get out of our head and bring to the surface some negative thoughts and beliefs that we, and the language that we say to ourselves. So it's definitely a misstep, and one that's not really taught too much in the weight loss industry. And it's, you know, women will lose weight if they go for the diet and exercise component, but they'll find they'll just go yo-yo and go back to where they start again, because they haven't really gotten clear on what, when and why they want what they want. So the mindset element is 100% the missing link. And when I work with my clients and we delve into all the stuff that keeps them stuck where they're at and bring it to light, only then can they have a clear focus forward and know exactly where they're heading. So it's definitely the mindset element. So creating, and, you know, if you talk about the five steps, the first one is to create a new self-image. Brad, start from a clean slate, because where you are right now, the position that you're in, it hasn't served you. If you're still stuck in the same position, we've got to start with a brand new mindset, and be willing and open to writing down all that yucky thinking and the nasty names that you say to yourself when you look in the mirror, and, you know, writing down, well, what is it that I want? So when you say losing weight, what does that actually mean? Is it 5 pounds, 10 pounds? We call it kilos over here in Australia. So, you know, but getting really clear on exactly how much weight you want to lose. And the biggest thing is also figuring out why you actually want to lose weight. It's not just a matter of, you know, wanting to be healthier and tone up a little bit. There is a deep core reason why you want to lose weight, and it's really important that you bring that to light, and uncover why, and that is what's going to be your driving force moving forward. You know, the days that you're unmotivated to get off the couch, it's your why that's going to drive you. And then, you know, it's really important that you get clear on when you want it by, and set a realistic time frame. A good healthy range is 500 grams to 1 kilo per week. So I think that would be what, in pounds, what would that be? So it's pretty much nearly double. So if it's, you know, 2 pounds a week, and then breaking it down into what that would be on a daily basis. So then you ask, well, what do I have to do different just today that, you know, to what I normally do to lose, you know, that small amount of weight? So it's breaking it all down into small bite-sized chunks. So then you know what, you know, the small steps that you need to do. So the mindset stuff is actually a really big topic in itself. And I guide my clients step by step how to do the mindset stuff. And if you get that right, the body will follow naturally. The rest of it's easy, but it's the mindset that people miss. So very, very huge mistake. But it's not their fault, because they're not taught to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. I think you're so right. About that's the piece that's missing. Do you think that journaling is that what you're suggesting that people would start with to really, you know, like you said, get the junk out and kind of start from a fresh, like, blank slate almost, or maybe even start putting in good stuff, you know, positive affirmations, stuff like that, before even starting on a diet?
Yeah, you've got to clear out the gunk first. So we clear out the gunk in the internal world, absolutely first. So number one, you've got to believe that you can do it. You absolutely can. I truly believe, unless you have a medical condition, 100% you can lose weight. So you've got to absolutely believe that you can do it. And then get yourself a nice journal, you know, a nice pen, create some nice, you know, space around the home, put on some nice music, and then just write down the things that you say to yourself when you look in the mirror. That's a start. You know, it could be, I look frumpy, or I don't like my muffin top, or, gee, I wish I could lose this belly fat. All the things that you say to yourself, just write it all down, all the yucky stuff. And instead of looking at it in a negative way, you flip it into a negative statement. Even though right now you may not believe 100% that it's true, but you flip it into a negative statement. It could be something like, you know, I have a healthy, toned body. Every day I'm getting closer and closer to my goal weight. These more positive statements. So you just need to write down 3 or 4 positive statements that you create from the negative statements. And then, mm-hmm. you know, on another sheet of paper, you put what, why, and when, the three questions. And you just write the answers to what do I want? What do I want? Is it more energy to lose weight? Or do I want to fit into my old skinny jeans again? You know, do I want to look great at the wedding that's coming up? What is it that you really, really want? And then why do I want it? You know, it's not just so I can look great in my new dress. Why do you want to look great in your new dress? You know, is it because you want your partner to be proud of you? Is it because you want your children to be proud of you? You know, you want to feel healthy enough so you can run around with your kids in the park on the weekend? Is it so you can have a more intimate relationship? But the purpose has got to be really strong. It's got to really be strong. And it's almost like an onion and you're peeling back the layers. And whatever answer you come up with, you ask yourself why again, like the five whys, to get really, really to the core reason why you're doing it. And then when, set some time frames and then break it down into weekly and daily actionable steps.
Mm-hmm. Make so it doable.
Overall, what we're doing. Yeah, make it doable, small actionable steps. And what we're doing here is we're creating a new self-image because you're going to start visualizing what that body is going to look like moving forward. Mm-hmm. Start visualizing without knowing where you're going. You know, wishy-washy thoughts are just going to give you wishy-washy results.
Right. I love that, you know, break it down into daily, you know, tasks rather than, you know, looking at overwhelmingly, oh, I want to lose 30 pounds. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it sounds so overwhelming. I want to stop thinking about it right now and not even start. So, so that's great. Yeah, I think Wendy is going to ask you about the five steps now. So let me let Wendy take over here.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking about when listening to you all talking, I have the exact same situation. I have a wedding. My son's getting married in like 3 months, and so
wow.
it's a very visual thing, that this goal that I'm waiting for. So I love that idea of breaking it down into little weekly, even daily, like what you do as soon as you get up type steps. It's like little by little. So that's very helpful. So the five steps, would you mind telling us a little bit more about those? What the process, and if the process is doable, and if you could please share all the different steps and a little summary of each one, so we can get a little bit more information and understanding about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So step one is definitely to create that new self-image. So in your case, say, Wendy, you've got the wedding in 3 months' time, and, you know, have you ever sort of really sat down and visualized how you're going to look on that day? And I don't know whether you've got your outfit as yet, or, you know, have you really thought about, you know...
Not yet.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first step. Have a think about what you're going to look like on that day and how you want to, more importantly, how you want to feel on that day, okay? So, and you think, all right, well, I've got 3 months to do that. And, you know, if it's weight that you want to lose, then write down, you know, how much weight you want to lose, and then break it down into that, what that daily amount is, and then you can focus on that. So the first one is to create that new self-image with everything that I just spoke about, getting out the old yucky thinking and putting down on paper. There is power in writing these things down and putting it on paper so you've got a clear focus forward. That's number one. The second thing is to develop a healthy relationship with food, because food really is our friend. And if you think about what food really is, it basically fuels the body. So, you know, we eat food through our mouth and it goes down our esophagus into our gut. And really what our gut does, we've got, you know, these juices in our gut that basically are so acidic that break down our food almost instantly into like a liquid form. And then through our intestines, that liquid is absorbed back out into the blood. And this process happens so quick. And so really that what food is fuel for our body, just like petrol is to a car. So what you put in your mouth is going to, you know, affect how you feel. So if you look at food for what it is, number one, it's fuel, and then and develop a relationship with it to think, okay, well, this is going to help how I'm going to feel. So then you have a choice as to what you actually put in your mouth. So if you look at some of the foods that you're currently eating, some of the packaged foods or the processed foods, you know, spend some time and have a look at the back of the label and write down some of the ingredients, and then get out Mr. Google and start Googling what that, those ingredients are, even just the first five ingredients and the effects of those ingredients. Because I think you'll be alarmed at what the effects of, on the body, what those ingredients, how they're harming you and what they can do. So
that's
that
true.
Yummy.
Yeah, because you're right in the middle of eating it, and it tastes very good, but if you look at the label and figure out what all of those words mean and what they do to you, I can see that would not want me to eat that anymore.
That's right. That's right. Because it can look lovely on the surface, you know, the lovely colors of the cake, you know, or whatever. But when you really see it for what it is, it's not very healthy, not very healthy at all. And it obviously affects you. It affects your mood. As women, it affects our hormones. And, of course, when it affects our moods and our hormones, we can then become grumpy to our family, grumpy and at work, to our work colleagues. And it kind of has this snowball effect. So you want to sort of develop a healthy relationship to food and look at food as something that's actually going to help you. And you can then make the choices to go as natural as possible. You know, of course, going organic is great, but, you know, organic does cost more. But just getting foods that are natural and in their whole state and creating, healthier choices.
I was also thinking of also doing some research on foods that are good for you and just read what benefits they have for you. So you have those two opposite perspectives. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, grab something that's in your kitchen cupboard now, write down, you know, the five nasties, Google them, and then grab something that's actually healthy and, you know, Google the benefits of that food, and you'll see a really big difference. And remembering that what you're consuming is then digested into a liquid form straight back into your bloodstream, so, you know, 100% going to affect how you're going to feel, which brings me to the third step, which you want to get your body alkalined. So out of an acidic state into an alkaline body. And when you're overweight, your body is acidic. And you want to get alkaline because that's when you lose weight. So when I say an acidic body, it's, you know, for someone that eats, you know, poor foods, you know, chips, hamburgers, those sorts of things, and your body becomes what's called inflamed. And if you look at there's a scale between 0 to 14, and we're not aiming for, you know, zero being the most acidic and 14 being the most alkaline. We're not aiming for 14. We're actually aiming for the middle, which is 7. And the way to neutralize the, you know, the acids in your body is to go green and to drink water. They're the most neutral things that you can have. So when we talk about going green and eat more green vegetables, of course it's for the vitamins and nutrients and things, but, you know, the biggest reason is because we're trying to alkaline the body. And, getting alkaline is another big topic in itself. But, so step one, just to recap, is to create the new self-image. Step two is to, you know, create a healthy relationship with food by having a really good look at actually what ingredients you are eating. And then step three is to always think, go green. Go green and drink water to alkaline your body. You've got to get alkalined to keep yourself away from colds and flus and sickness and, you know, and dropping weight. And if you can't eat enough vegetables every day, juice them. And if you can't juice every day, then I highly recommend green superfood powders or you know, veggie caps from your local health food store. But you want to get the greens into you. They're going to boost your energy. They're going to alkaline your body, going to make a massive difference in your day-to-day health.
Excellent. So the reason the number 7 is better than 14, is that because you do need a little bit of acid, or is that just...
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So if you, we all have, you know, acidic foods in our body, so it's just to neutralize the acids. Because the same symptoms, if you're 14, the same symptoms applies if you're too acidic. So you definitely want to be... 7 in the middle. And, you know, you can Google acidic alkalinity chart, and it shows you, it actually shows you the types of foods that, you know, are too acidic, the types of foods that are too alkaline. But lemon in your water is even better. But anything that's kind of green around that 7 7 to 7.3 exactly, to be exact, which is the pH level that we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So that was step three, right?
That was step three. So step four, and this is another biggie, but what we need to do is eat protein with every meal. So, you know, people come to me and say, well, you know, how many macros should I be eating? And, you know, how many carbs, proteins, fats, you know, what's the percentage? And we can sometimes just overcomplicate the situation. I find that if you increase the protein in your diet, it kind of crowds out the rest anyway. So if you start to think to yourself, for every meal, what part of my meal is protein? And there's many reasons why we want to have protein. And just briefly, number one is because your muscles, hair, skin, bones, everything needs it. Our bodies are 16% protein, so we actually need it. Your body doesn't store protein. So every, you know, 2 to 3 hours, it's almost like we need to top it up to keep our muscles and things firm and toned. And, you know, protein also keeps you feeling full, so then you're not sort of reaching for sugary snacks. So if you sprinkle the protein out throughout most of your meals, then you're kind of just topping it up, you're kind of feeling full on the hunger scale, you know, most of the time, and you don't get to that point where you're absolutely famished. You know that, you know, when you let yourself go way too hungry and you could just eat anything in sight, it stops that, which then stops cravings. So every meal that you have, just always think, you know, what part of it is protein, or what can I add to this that's protein? So you want to get educated on what protein is. So for breakfast, it may be, you may want to have an egg or sprinkle some nuts and seeds on, you know, on your cereal if you're having, you know, oats or something in the morning. And then mid-morning, you may want to have some nuts. And then, say, lunchtime, you may want to have some chicken. And then in the afternoon, you may want to have some cottage cheese or some hummus with some, you know, carrot sticks. And then dinner generally is like chicken or meat with, you know, three veg, or tofu if you're vegetarian. So you can see that if you start your day by having protein for breakfast, mid-morning, lunch, and you kind of sprinkle it out throughout the day, you don't get to this point at the end of the day that you're so hungry and then you have a big meal at night. And it's another mistake that a lot of women make when it comes to losing weight, and that is the protein. And if you don't have enough throughout the day, at night time, you will want to reach for snacks. And people say to me, well, isn't that too much protein? It absolutely isn't. Your bodies are designed to have protein regularly, and we just don't have enough in society as general. So protein's a really, really big one. So if you thought about what you ate yesterday and you actually wrote it down, you probably wouldn't even have, you know, maybe even a third to half of your daily protein intake. And I find that overall with women. So just increasing protein with most of your meals.
That's interesting, because a lot of times I just like to pick up a piece of fruit and then that's it. But so I just should add something to that to make that protein.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Because what you're doing, and that's how we're taught. The food and weight loss industry teach you not necessarily the wrong thing, but not the right way to lose weight. So having a piece of fruit can be, although that can be healthy, but when it comes to weight loss, it's actually, you know, fruit is sugar. So it's actually spiking your insulin. And what we want to do is keep your insulin nice and low and sustained. And the way in which you do that is you have more protein, number one. And, you eat regularly every 2 to 3 hours. But, you know, if you're going to have a piece of fruit, you then maybe just have some some nuts with it, or something to lower your insulin.
Okay. That's a great tip. Not many people know about that or think about that.
No, they don't. You're right when it comes to, yeah. And then step five, the last one, is to find something that's joyful, like a joyful way to move the body. Because there's no point going to the gym. People think, oh, I need to go to the gym. You don't have to go to the gym. At the end of the day, we need to move our bodies, because we are designed to walk 10,000 steps a day on average. And if you don't know how many steps you move, you know, currently, there's some many apps out there. One of them is called Move, so M-O-V-E-S, Move. Just download the app on your iPhone, and you carry your phone around for a day or two, and it will calculate how many steps you step every day. Or, you know, these days, there's so many of those fitness gadgets, the Fitbits, or that you can wear around your wrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you want to really aim for 10,000 steps. Now, moving could be, if you're new to exercise, just start walking, and it could just mean, you know, 10 minutes of walking. But you actually need to put it in your diary like it's an appointment with yourself, and take it seriously. If you had a doctor's appointment in your diary, you wouldn't cancel. So mm-hmm. why would you cancel an appointment with yourself if it was just a walk? So when you, which leads back to step one, creating a new self-image and really learning to like yourself and becoming your own best friend. And because if you're in a position where you like who you are, you're not going to let yourself down by cancelling an appointment with yourself. So schedule it in your diary, and you know, maybe just start walking, and then you can increase that to walking up some hills, or you may want to join a new dance class, or maybe yoga to really lengthen out the body and strengthen the muscles. It could be Pilates. There's lots of different ways that you can move your body without having to become like a gym junkie, so to speak, because we are designed to move. Yeah, our ligaments, bones, joints, we are designed to move. And the more mobility you have in your younger life and the more agile you are, then, you know, in later on in life, you won't be so, walking around like you're sore bones and achy muscles and things. So we've got to move as much as we can. You know, stick on some music while you're doing the house cleaning. Make it fun and really just get into it. Or when you're gardening, and just really move the body. It's got to be joyful, otherwise it won't stick. There's no point kidding ourselves.
Right. That's true. And the whole the mindset, like it can wane a little bit as you're going through the whole process. So that's really good about the journaling. Just keep yourself on track, and having someone like you to to help as well.
It's really important that you surround yourself with positive people, or get yourself a coach or a mentor to help you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not for the rest of your life, but just to kickstart you. And that's why when I work with my clients, I work with them for a minimum 90 days. And because life will throw you curveballs. You go on this health regime and you may do really well for a few weeks, but life guaranteed will throw something your way that will kind of get you off track. And that's when it's important to have someone that's on your side, like a coach or a mentor, to help you get through that. I was talking to a client last night. She was doing so well for 3 or 4 weeks, so I knew a curveball was coming. And when I spoke to her yesterday, she said, I had a really bad week. You know, she said, I was just extra busy at work for some reason, you know, had extra tough meetings. And when we sort of delved into it, what she really didn't do this week was she didn't prepare. And she's like, wow, I didn't even realize something so simple. She said, you're right, I didn't kind of do my shopping on the Sunday and all these other little things that I taught her how to do. And she said, it just threw me off the whole entire week. And she said, I can't believe I didn't even realize that. So really important you surround yourself, with good, positive people and someone to guide you, to get you through the tough spot.
That's very important.
I very much agree with that. We're almost getting to the end of our time, unfortunately, so I want to be sure, Irene, that people that liked what they've heard today and connected with what you said, where can they find out more information about you and your work? Would your website be the best place to go?
Yeah, they can go to my website, irenesiniakis.com. I'm sure you'll probably pop a link in there, the correct spelling. My online program is called notjustweightloss.com. So
notjustweightloss.com?
Just weightloss.com.
I resonate with that, not just weightloss.com. But we'll definitely put a link on our Facebook page with the recording so that people can find out more. This was such great information, Irene. I'm sorry that we're almost out of time, but hopefully you'll come back and give us an update as you find out more or learn more. That's great. Thank you so much for being
Definitely.
Our guest on the show today and for sharing all this great information with us and with our listeners.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning some excellent tips and strategies to help you end your weight loss struggle for good. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. If you haven't already, remember to register for your own Sky's the Limit Radio Inspiration Free Gift. You can check that out on our website at Sky's the Limit Radio. www.thebestofyourself.com. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkiesTheLimit Radio or visit us at our website, skiestheradio.com. Stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming for you. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your inspiration station. For now, this is Wendy and Sherman signing off. Until next week, and remember, the sky's the limit. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Irene.
Thank you. Goodbye.